Welcome back to the Seven Lakes Podcast. I'm your host, Haley, and here we are with the Miracle Project's president. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me here today. My name is Kathleen. I am a senior here at Seven Lakes, and I have been the president of the Miracle Project for 3 years now.
And would you like to tell us what the Miracle Project does?
Sure. So the Miracle Project is a philanthropic and community service-based club, and our mission is to spread gratitude and positivity within our community through the arts.
And how did the Miracle Project start?
So it actually started, I started it with my partner, Sump It Up, at the beginning of my sophomore year, and we had a year of that, and then she moved away from Seven Lakes, so then I just took over, and every year we've been adding new officers, we've been increasing our membership, and today we have 8 officers and over 100 members.
Is there something specific that made you want to start this club?
Yes. So basically, me and Sampada, we were thinking, we were like, what is a way we can uplift like our school community and go beyond that within our local community as well? And so we both really loved the arts, and we loved arts and crafts. And so we kind of merged that together to create this club where we use our love for the arts and making like handmade crafts to impact others.
So what can members expect to be doing during these club meetings?
So our meetings typically start with an introduction, and we always have food. We have snacks and drinks included. And so while they're eating that, we kind of explain what we're doing in this meeting, what the project is for and what we're making. And then they have access to our art supplies where they can just create cards.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. What are some of the clubs that you've partnered with?
So far, we partnered with Motivating Minds. We had a really fun social where we just made cards and also de-stressed. So that was a fun collab. And then we also had one with the Mindful Fitness Outreach Club, where basically that club, they, which I'm also an officer for, we promote mental and physical wellness. And so we kind of merged that and gave members of that club an opportunity to earn service hours while engaging with the arts as well.
So when you make these cards, where do they normally go to?
So we distribute them to a variety of places. Primarily, we like to first give them to Seven Lakes teachers. I think our most recent one was we made cards for basically the members could choose any teacher they wanted, and we just put them in their mailbox to kind of bring them a little joy in their day. And previously we've donated them to children's hospitals, specifically the Texas Children's Hospital, firefighters in Katy, and also a big project that we've repeated multiple times is giving it to senior living facilities.
Oh my gosh. And how do these, like, do you guys hand them to them directly? How do these interactions normally go?
So usually I bring them and I just go up and just deliver it myself. Yeah.
That's so cute. So what do you see with the future of this club?
So since I am a senior next year, I'll be not here anymore at Seven Lakes. So we will have officer applications out soon. So if you're interested, please check that out. And we hope that this club continues its legacy for many years to come.
Do you have any words for people who are even interested in joining the Miracle Project and why they should join?
Why you should join? Well, first of all, it's an amazing way to connect with other people who are interested in giving back to their communities and spreading positivity. And it's another great club if you're into the arts and you like to make things with your hands. We not only make handmade like cards, but we also make other crafts like blankets, and we hope to continue expanding on that. But it's just a really great way to have fun after school while also creating something and like earning service hours and just uplifting the community around you.
Well, y'all heard that from the president herself, and I think you guys do have a meeting coming up.
Yes, our next meeting is the 23rd of February, which is a Friday, and it is held in Ms. Clunch's room, which is 1224.
All right. Well, I think that gives it a wrap. Thank you for listening.